Now, as you listen, simply relax. Let your awareness spread out a little. When you're entering trance, you normally turn your awareness inward a little bit, and that can be very soothing. It's necessary to have awareness of your surroundings when you're out doing things in the world, to experience your immediate physical, emotional, and psychological context, so you know what's up. But taking a long-term view, being too attuned to the area around you can result in stress and exhaustion affecting your system. A more relaxed and charitable view toward the world and toward yourself, where you relax more often, close your eyes, accept your surroundings, and allow yourself to experience them instead of looking for things you need to be alert to, being aware instead that periodically getting somewhere safe or finding and cultivating safe places inside yourself is valuable enough to be worth finding a place where you can breathe, distance yourself from the immediate world, and just experience it instead of trying to parse it and look for elements of it that you need to respond to. The perspective can come from inside. We learn new ways of thinking all the time. We learn new behaviors and patterns. Patterns of thought in order to direct ourselves into more satisfying ways of being. And by providing yourself with anchors, tools, understanding meditations, you're able to increase relaxation, happiness, and satisfaction. And being more charitable in thinking toward your body, your mind, and your own responses is part of that. Discomfort occurs. Anxiousness happens in the world. We try to avoid it when we can. We shy away. Mentally, we attempt to flex our ways away from discomfort or anxiety, but we also try to be always aware of our environment, always tapped into the air around us. That alertness is a protective, defensive measure. And one of the most difficult but rewarding things to do is to shut yourself off from that for just a few beats, to meditate your way inside yourself for a few breaths, recenter. The ability to recenter yourself, to restore your momentum to neutral. That is valuable, beneficial. Understanding that while you may sometimes feel, no, I need to be on top of everything, aware of everything, alert to everything, those feelings are often the source of a slow decrease in your balance, a slow knocking off kilter, a loss of equilibrium. And having a response in your body that can be triggered, can be used to help you get back on track, help you to take those few beats, those few breaths, and just recenter, restoring your equilibrium. That's valuable, useful. As I speak of establishing a trigger, a method by which to tune out from your environment and relax in your body for a moment, you know that you'll always be at least a little aware of your body. You'll always be aware enough to make sure you're comfortable, that you are able to be informed of any urgent matters. But as you learn this little technique, this method, you'll be more able to let go of things that are not urgent, but that are still playing upon your mind. If you know something, and you know it does not require an immediate response, it can nonetheless be difficult to let it go. After all, what if circumstances change? But the fact is, if you prepare yourself, relax yourself, and you approach a problem with a relaxed, balanced mind that has equilibrium, you're always going to be better at coping with it. And so it's completely acceptable to tune out from the world for a few beats, just for a few breaths, to get your equilibrium and balance back. Listen and follow. You have ways to prune out the information that you don't need, to let it fade into the background. And you do this by encouraging the positive and restorative thoughts, the restorative meditative techniques, the things we discussed today. Encouraging, because your mind takes encouragement better than it takes any other kind of stimulus. So with the focus in mind, you're going to learn a technique for taking a few breaths, taking a few moments to yourself. I'm only going to ask that you follow simple directions, simple triggered responses that already have some root in your physiology. And that's the most in-depth way of looking at it, associating a certain way of acting with a certain way of thinking, and then with a certain way of being. That is a trigger or anchor in your mind to have an action which leads to thoughts, which leads to a status that you can enter. So, let's take you to a mindset that is appropriate, and then, when you discover it, I'll give you an idea of something you'll be able to do to help yourself return to that place, and you will be able to enact this very simple instruction to restore the very state that we're about to help you into, to load it from memory and play it over your body. And as I have told you, described to you, reassured you, in this state you'll still be aware of anything very important or urgent, anything that can't wait a few breaths or a few beats or a few moments, anything that cannot wait until you're done with the little trigger and response. But anything that can wait, you know that when you've completed this triggered response, this meditative exercise in the future, in the real world, when you complete it, you will come out the other side of this exercise more able to tackle all the non-urgent issues of your life, more relaxed, more capable, more ready. Knowing that, you can, of course, tune out anything that is non-urgent, which will make the technique all the more effective, the sensations of your unruly body being brought more into line through a simple technique. Storing away the technique, the mindset, the meditation, in a part of you that can be accessed, like a box with a key turned by your specific triggering, self-triggering. But for now, simply drift, follow, relax. You are presently in a comfortable and safe place. That's where you ordinarily listen to trance. You're in good company. My company, I am here with you. Listening and sinking, therefore, in this place is safe. It's easy to let the world fall away. Maybe even the sensations of your unruly body, as I said, bringing them into line. Following me through familiar avenues of your mind. And from familiarity, we can draw useful tools to help you enter a more peaceful, comforted, comfortable place. In the moment. Every moment. Letting your awareness surround you in this space, moving out from the typical, self-contained interaction with your environment, freeing you from the duties of a busy, weary world, here and listening with me, within the constraints of your body, aware mostly of things happening in your mind. The things you usually take for granted can be filed away. Experience of flesh against the world around you, your body just existing, aware of every sensation and thought passing through, your mind pouring over your own body and its sensory inputs into you. Take the moment to envision your entire nervous system. Most commonly, we think of it as a crisscrossing webbing of intricate circuits flowing through the whole of your body. How miraculous it is that we can get any sense out of it at all, that we can feel both the soles of our feet and the tops of our heads, even with our eyes closed, retrieving information. Even with our ears stoppered, we still sense with touch. All of our senses could be moved away, but touch would still be there. Your ears could be plugged, your eyes covered. Every sense could be withdrawn, except touch. A sense from the inside, having much to do with your inspection of the surrounding environment. And yet it is entirely yours. Only you know what you feel from touch. And when you envision touching, you think about your body and its own relaxation. The touch of another could help you to relax, but so too can your own. And that is the sensation, the technique I will present. Visualize how sensations move through your body. Your body's sense of touch is just another way you query your environment, trying to draw knowledge and information in. And sometimes you draw a little too much. Sometimes the signal is a little too much. You're inspecting and spreading. And many of the signals you receive are meaningless noise that you would do well to disregard. When that noise becomes a little too much, you can end up wrapped up in it, caught in it, and, yes, possibly even anxious or concerned about an outcome. And when that happens, when you find yourself spreading your awareness too far, there is something you can do to help bring yourself back to the moment, back to your body, back to a place of deep relaxation. Because you have that image of your body in your mind, of a place where the obligations of the world outside are irrelevant, a state you enter when you're going into trance. But it need not be limited only to trance. You could have a signal, establish a signal, for your body and your mind, which could be used to help you explore your own greater relaxation, to withdraw from things that take you further from a relaxed state, and instead map onto the world a new paradigm, a new way of being. It all need only center around a simple trigger, a simple reminder, reminding you that this relaxed place exists. And that trigger is this, to take two of your fingers and just lightly tap anywhere on your body, tap, 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 three times with two fingers, just tap, tap, tap. This sends a signal through your nervous system. You feel it on both ends. You feel it in your fingertips, and you feel it radiating up through your nervous system to your mind. Tap, tap, tap. You can do it now, but it's such a clear signal that you can imagine it anyway, even without moving. And in this relaxed place, that idea of just tap, tap, tap is a good anchor. Feeling relaxation, moving yourself beyond into a purposeful, sinking, mind over matter kind of place. Tap, 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 and you relax. Tap, tap, tap is a warm, spreading, pleasurable feeling like putting your feet up at the end of a walk. Tap, tap, tap is a method to remind yourself to breathe, to take a few beats, a few moments. When you wake and return to the world after the brief reverie caused by tap, tap, tapping two of your fingers on your skin anywhere, on your wrist or behind your ear are common areas for this type of trigger to be anchored. You will feel that small sign, that permission you can give yourself to relax, to overcome the demands of the moment, restore yourself to equilibrium, restore yourself to balance. When it happens, when you tap, tap, tap your fingers on yourself, you may even fade out of the area around you. All sound fading away, all sight fading away, could even close your eyes, and enter into a moment, just a moment, a few beats, a few breaths, a few seconds, of miraculous, wonderful, useful calm. And you can see how the nervous system signal of tap, tap, tap opens the box where you store your trance experience and lets it flow out of you, over you, around you, taking you from a world where you're maybe extending your senses too far to one where you extend them just the right amount. You'd respond to anything urgent, but otherwise after the tap, 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 you take a moment to get your mind in equilibrium. You take a moment to get your triggered, relaxing, tranced mind into proper working order, at least in the sense of balance, equilibrium, capability. See and believe in your own capability, your own sense of purpose. Your body, your mind, they are byproducts of chemical interlinkings, of associations, and you are building an association now, deep, relaxed, breathing deeply, and feeling the warm awareness of what breathing deeply helps your body to do. Namely relaxation, centering, a sense of peace, and, a strong anchor to my voice, reminding, assisting, helping as much as I can, everywhere I can. And this is a manifestation of our cooperation to help you reach the potential you can reach when you work with me and we achieve triggers, assistance to the mind. Nervous system signals run all throughout you, and that tap, 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 anywhere you can feel it, is a powerful dual anchor. One trigger signal from your fingertips, which feel your skin when you percussively tap 3 times, and another signal from wherever you're tapping, nervous system signals sent up to your brain. So at any time when you are pressured or overwhelmed, you have the ability to present a relaxed, deep, comfortable version of yourself to the world for a few moments. And like regaining equilibrium, once you have it, it's easier to keep it. So whatever state you are in, where you are anything other than the relaxed, companionable calm that you and I cultivate together, permit yourself, consent to yourself, saying, if you tap, tap, tap 3 times, the anchor, the box in your mind where this exact state of relaxation, calm, information, and connection you feel now is freed from that box, even if you're out in the hustle and bustle of the day, in the weary world where you have to do something else, and maybe you have to do things that would disrupt your equilibrium, if not for your ability, your consenting, cooperatively built ability to tap, tap, tap your nervous system signal to your brain that helps you take a few deep breaths, take a few beats, a few seconds, a few moments to get the intricacies of trance over your body, namely, that you feel focused, centered, that everything is possible and open, and the frustrations of the moment that spark you to need to tap, 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 soothingly upon your body somewhere, gently, it can be discreetly too. Whatever the frustrations of that moment are, whatever the factors that you have spread your awareness to are, you'll pull your awareness back just enough to only be aware of things that help you, parts of your mind that reinforce and remember these deep and soothing trances. Tap using 2 fingers, tapping your skin, feeling the reverberations passing through you, arriving in your mind, where all nervous system signals eventually must. And on arriving there, they spark and spread and tell you, it's time to open that box, that place where relaxation is stored. You can even feel free to build upon the impulse, and I'll help you do so now. A trigger and an anchor grow more powerful with use and with understanding. It's not me who does something to you. It's you who establishes the very kind of associative link which helps you to build habits, build structure, to have a favorite place, a favorite food, a favorite drink, a favorite texture, sensation, a favorite sound. To have any of those things, you must build an associative if-then in your mind. But with hypnotic trance, where you're particularly focused on my words and we're engaging in your imagination together, in your visualization together, storing a box, making room in your memory for some locked place that contains a constantly active version of this trance, this conversation, this relaxation, that's a useful assistive meditative technique. Store away, against the moment you will need them, the soothing and relaxing feelings of being here in a deep place. And once you have stored them, you know you can access them, spiderwebbing up in your mind, every bit of you. You tap behind your ear, on your wrist, you just use 2 fingers, anywhere you need to or can. It is the signal that is important, the unison of your deliberate action and your passive skin, together sending a nervous system signal that helps to open that box, that turns the key, the box of memories of this time right here. You might even slip a little bit into trance, pulling your awareness of the world inward. That's what your senses are, your awareness of the world, a bubble pressing out from you. And if that bubble contains frustrating or demanding elements of your day, pulling it inward means you then have a safe, calm place from which to recenter, to find equilibrium, to recover from the momentary disorientation And when you restore your awareness to its full original size of the world around you, you will be prepared. You will be ready and more capable, spreading that infusion of confidence and calm which has come from the tap, tap, tap that reminds you and carries you back to my voice, but also to your mind in its open, receptive, you can do, you are capable, you are confident, and you have tools. Building and using tools is the great human advantage. This should apply no less to the tools in your mind, the meditative tools built of understanding, storing, and, yes, sometimes of a little bit of external connection. This anchor is something you could do yourself, but it's much easier when you have my voice reminding. Our shared experience is of you relaxing, and the visualization of that box, the permission from me telling you this is all right to do. This is something that can work. It's something I do. It's something you should at least try. And you can have that exploratory, pleasurable, helpful, relaxing moment when you're first going into trance, when anything is possible, and you can store it up for when you need soothing to just tap, tap, tap. And then you might even drop deep for a few seconds. Long enough to take a deep breath, to center yourself, to let the soothed, tapping, spreading nervous system signal move through you, wash through your body, from whatever nerve cluster is closest to where you tapped. And doing so has a physiological impact. Just focusing upon the feelings of your body and the way sensations are flowing through them is a type of mindfulness meditation. And hypnotic trance is just an open, receptive, hyper-focused state, focusing inward and allowing whatever's happening outside of you to beat in vain, knowing that when you tap, 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 you will only respond to the most vital or immediate concerns. And if there are none of those, if everything can wait a moment, you will take a moment. And you will return to your tasks, your world, the bubble around you, renewed, revitalized, more capable than before. Because that simple gesture is the manifestation of a very, very basic type of hypnotic and meditative technique. Choosing, delineating, and streamlining which sensory information you're going to respond to, and deciding to do something else with the energy that this saves. Tuning out unnecessary sensory inputs, focusing instead on the positive ones. And those sensory inputs can be stored inputs from your past, from moments like right now. Think about the relaxation that comes over you when you do relax into trance, when you try to find a fixation point, something to focus on. In the instance of the exploratory, constant pulsing tap, tap, tap that you're going to be triggering on yourself in future, and feel free to practice now. It's very easy to know what to focus on. Focus on the signal, the tuning, going through you when you tap, tap, tap. It helps you to fine-tune the communication between your body and mind. Sending clear signals to yourself is one way to induce discipline, form habits, and help yourself stay on the right track. My voice is here to remind you, but so is your own internal narrative of how this works. There is a box into which you store your memories of trance. It's locked and clicked closed, but it can be opened once more through the simple maneuver of tap, tap, tapping. Or maybe it only needs to be open a moment to gift you clarity, focus, equilibrium, and balance. And once it's been open for that moment, for a few beats or a few breaths or a few moments, even then, you can allow it to close again. But after it closes, you have been affected by the thoughts inside your head, by the box, stored, memorable, a place where you're storing only activities you've undertaken. There's nothing really of me in this, except I am reminding you that you have the power to set up an anchor, a trigger, and then to remind yourself with that tap, 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 of all the wonderful potential there is in feeling centered, mindful, calm. And just like with trance, it's the same skill set. pulling in your awareness of your surroundings, pulling it in, until you're only aware of things you need to be in order to foster relaxation, improve confidence, calm, and mindful awareness of your body, tapping in the positive, productive, focused state, the open, imaginative place where you forgive and permit yourself. That's what that tap, tap, tap is meant to do. Turn your awareness inward, into your body, into hypnotic sessions where all we say to each other is, you are going to focus, I am going to provide, and we're going to have fun. A very easy way to be. And in the wake of the tap, 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 and the few moments, few beats of calm and comfort afterward, you may very well find a way to focus on something else. Focus on positivity, advancement, confidence. Focus on yourself, or focus outward and find ways to feel that are tied more to your body, your confidence, your memory of trance, instead of being tied to the extension of your senses into the environment around you, your physical, mental, and social awareness, your confidence in the moment, can be greatly enhanced through sending that simple nervous system signal through yourself, tap, 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 and then riding that to a place of relaxing trance where the box opens, and you take a breath, take a beat, forgive, remind, cherish anything you need to do in that moment, you can do. Anything that will restore your equilibrium and will pull you back from, even though it may surround you at that moment, the weary world and busy reality outside of your private trance space. You carry these things with you, inside you. The feeling of comfort, of relaxation and reassurance is part of your memory. And you know what can happen when you relax. It can have real, physical, physiological effects. Thinking the right constellation of thoughts can alter your body's state through a chemical process that is every bit as real as if you were being provided something from the outside, some additional energy or additional thought. But you really, through the exploratory, constant pulse, pulse, pulse response of your nervous system to the tap, 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 are infusing your body with something. You are establishing that an infusion of equilibrium restoring, confidence bolstering, pulling back into yourself for a moment to just be mindful and content with your reality, that an infusion of that runs through you when you tap, tap, tap. You have the ability to, through three simple percussive motions of a couple fingers anywhere on your body, it can be surreptitious or deliberate, it can be hidden or open. You can tap behind your ear or on your wrist or just on your leg, even through your clothing. All that matters is that you feel the dual response of your fingers sending a signal to your brain and whatever part of your body you're tapping upon also sending its corresponding signal. When your mind receives that dual signal, that's a powerful, easy to understand, and really quite evocative anchor. You are calming yourself through the least motion possible. No one will know the confines of your innermost mind and that you're pulling your senses back for a moment so you can focus better and act more completely upon your needs, upon your tranced, relaxed state, and upon your restored equilibrium, allowing you, from a position of balance and strength, to exert your will into the world. To make something happen, first you look inward, you act inward, you do inward upon yourself those things which will help to evoke and bring forth a relaxed, trance-like state. You breathe for a few beats, you feel the pulses that are the nervous system answer to tapping, tapping, tapping upon yourself with your fingers. You feel those pulses spread, and they spread the warm message that you are permitted, you are welcomed. You are required to zone out for a moment. Pull your awareness back from the possibly frustrating, possibly anxiety-inducing things around you, and into the calm, tranquil, rebalancing state that is cooperating with me to build this stored anchor in your mind and pulling it out for your betterment, your confidence, your enhancement, and your advancement through every day and every action, you have the capacity to simply trigger your own response by tap, tap, tapping in that fashion. You have the ability to explore your own mind, to develop its tools. And this development is a simple one that many people begin with, having a firm, calming anchor. You know you could give permission to someone you trusted to also calm you with it, but doing it first to yourself and with yourself is a great way to build it up. There is a box in your mind, and ordinarily it is locked and only opened when you're entering trance so you can put more relaxing, calming thoughts in it, or when you are done for a time and you go out in the world and it is then opened when you tap, tap, tap your relaxing, calming, recentering signal to yourself. And all I do is remind you it's there, help you remember to use it, and encourage you to forgive, to accept, and to advance yourself in all things. Because I'd like to see that. And I think you will too.